Well, coming up this weekend, on Saturday, the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament will be held. And if you're not familiar about that effort, that's why we're sitting here today. We're going to talk a little bit this morning with Melanie Petty, who's in with us here today. And she is the she's the one that keeps pushing and keeps moving this forward. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Jim.
Talk about the effort. It's been 11 years now. This is the 11th annual. This all started, obviously, because of a family tragedy, but you were trying to make something bad turn into something good.
Right. And honestly, I cannot take the... I didn't start it. Trevor's classmates started it. So when we lost Trevor very suddenly and tragically in 2009, his high school classmates... put on a golf tournament, and the main cause for that was they wanted scholarships and they wanted a bench and a tree in his honor. So 6 weeks after losing him, we have this tournament. I am utterly amazed at the feedback we got from it, and we thought, let's go ahead and do it again next year and see how it goes. Let's get those scholarships so that we can continue to do scholarships. And now here we are, almost to the 11th annual.
It starts out as trying to generate enough money to put a memorial bench and a tree somewhere.
Right.
You've done a little more than that over the years.
Right. We have actually, as of last count, we've given back to the community over $220,000. And it's all thanks to family, friends, businesses in Atlantic, and people that support us.
You and I were visiting a little bit before we started on the air here this morning about, I was kind of impressed because I've seen these types of things that come out of family tragedies and you want to do something, but it seems like it's very difficult to keep them going. There's a lot of effort put into it the first few years, but to keep it going long term, it kind of gets tough, especially when families are involved because families, you know, move around and what have you. But you guys have been able to do this, and it's, I assume it's just as strong now as it ever has been.
It is just as strong. Every year we think, oh, our teams might drop a little, but that's okay. We'll keep doing it, and we just stay solid. We are a full tournament again this year, and we can't wait to see everybody on Saturday.
As far as the golf tournament, which is, by the way, this Saturday. Yeah, I know, it's a busy Saturday in Atlantic. There's lots going on. That's okay. Keep people busy, right?
Right.
But it's at Nishna Hills Golf Club again this Saturday. And as you mentioned, you've got a full boat of folks involved. You get a lot of sponsorship, a lot of support.
Right, we do. We have we actually have 41 teams, which is, I know, crazy. But we also have very fun golfers. And so it's not... a serious tournament, so we have some leeway there as far as them getting through. We hold a silent auction because we have several people that donate to our silent auction, and we have 75 sponsors that either have sponsored a team or just a hole, but that's huge for us.
Well, that generates some good money that you can turn back around. I was looking a little bit at some of the things that you've donated to, and it seems like you're spreading it around in a wide range.
Right. Our nonprofit status is anything that was important to Trevor or Trevor was involved with. Mm-hmm. So that gives us a pretty wide range. He was a sports guy. He loved fishing. He loved to read. His goal was to be in law enforcement. So we've given to all of that, and we continue to do so every year. And we always stick with our scholarships because that's what it started being.
Have you ever said no to anyone?
Yeah, we've had to, and it's really hard for us.
Oh, I'm sure.
But if it doesn't fit our mission statement, we really just can't take a chance on doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Is it important to you that this has become kind of a brand? I mean, that people are approaching you now about wanting to know if they would fit into those guidelines, maybe to be able to help their organization?
Right. And it is. And, you know, any time that somebody thinks of us, it means they're thinking of Trevor. Mm-hmm. And so any parent out there who's lost a child and seems like maybe that child's been forgotten, it just gives my heart so much glad. So much happiness to know that somebody's still thinking about him in one way or another. And if we can help him, we sure will.
So has this kind of been therapy for you to be able to do this year after year?
Yes, it's definitely therapy. We love it. I mean, it just keeps him alive in a lot of people's hearts. And that's very meaningful to us.
Well, and you get to see the legacy. We see signs all over the place in different locations where the different things, whether it be facilities or activities that go on, have been helped and promoted by this.
Right. It's Yeah, it's just a blessing. We're very blessed to live in this community and have all of this support.
Yeah. And that it does take that community to support it, too. It wouldn't be anywhere without that continuing support that you get. When I look through some of the, it seems like just about every business in town is represented in some way, shape, or form at the golf event coming up here this weekend. I know it's probably too late for folks to get in on that now, but you do have a lot of success. It does fill up fast.
It does fill up fast, and we are now considering ourselves full. It's just getting a little too late, but we always invite people to come up. Look at our silent auction items. Maybe bid on one of those. Just stop up and say hi and take part and be amazed at all the people and friends that you're going to see up there.
Yeah, and it all, obviously for the good cause. We talked in general about some of the things, the guidelines, what have you, the things that you look at to donate to. Specifically, are there some that you're most proud of?
I would say we love doing anything with the school systems when it comes to baseball. Trevor mm-hmm. was a huge baseball player, so we were able to put up the new scoreboard a year or so ago, and that made us happy. And now with the upcoming improvements for football and baseball fields in Atlantic, we're hoping to take part in that. You know, the Avenue of Flags in downtown Atlantic that we were able to put in, that just always sticks in my mind just because it's just such a bright spot downtown. But yeah, any of the libraries, you know, when a child comes home and has a sticker in their book that says it was donated by this fund, you know, helping kids read, everything means so much to us.
It probably is much more now than you ever thought it probably could be when you started.
Yeah, it is. It's way more than I ever could have imagined, but we're just going to keep it going.
Yeah, because it reaches into so many different lives this way.
Right.
In addition to businesses and things, you get a lot of private supporters too.
We do. We have people that just friends of ours, and sometimes people that we don't really even know, that they send us a check and say thank you for doing all these things for Atlantic and the people that live here.
Yeah, I know you are the kind of the figurehead for this. You're the one that's always out front. But is this kind of a full family effort?
Oh, definitely. I couldn't do it without my family. It takes so much time and effort, and I just appreciate them continuing to help me out and taking the reins and saying we can do this every year.
So what can you do bigger and better down the road?
Oh, goodness.
What are your expectations?
I don't know. I just hope we can keep going the way we're going. And, you know, if we can keep giving every year the way we have been, you know, the sky's the limit.
Just keep this going as long as possible.
That's right. There's no signs of it stopping.
Very good. Well, it doesn't look like it. I've got this flyer here in front of me, and it looks like there's, you could keep these folks away if you wanted to. You've got lots going on. And for those folks that show up here this Saturday, of course, they're going to have an opportunity to have some fun, play some golf, but win a bunch of prizes and things like that. But also, it's a way to honor folks this way, too, and to honor Trevor's memory. It seems like you can't drive through town without seeing a sticker in the back of a car, without seeing someone wearing a T-shirt that has the logo on it. It just seems like it's all over the place, and that's the goal.
That is the goal.
Yeah.
That is the goal. And to give other people hope, you know, there's a lot of parents out there that have lost a child, and not that everybody should do something like this, but just know that your child was important. It's all that matters.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, look for that. And if there's a way that you can help out somewhere along the line, how could folks assist?
Well, if they want to do a monetary donation, those are always welcome. You can do that any time of the year, and we just put it into the fund and pay out to things accordingly. Something as simple as saving your can tabs. Trevor was a huge can tab collector, and we give those to the Atlantic Fire Department every year, so that goes to the Shriners for the burn victims unit. And, of course, with the way Trevor passed, that is even more heartfelt for us. So if you even want to just collect your tabs, if that's what you're able to do, we'll take those off your hand.
Very good. Is there an address or something if someone had a monetary donation they would like to send?
Sure. You can send it to our home, which is here in Atlantic, and the street address is 56535 Jasper Road.
All right. Easy enough. And just make it out to T. Fred Memorial.
T. Fred Memorial. And you can follow us all the time on the media stations here in Atlantic. And we also have a Facebook page, which is called the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial.
Perfect. Very good. Well, hopefully another successful golf tournament here this weekend. I'm sure it will be. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
And thanks for you and your supporters doing all that you've done, sprinkling that money around to so many different organizations and helping so many people.
Thank you.
it will be. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
And
appreciate
thanks
it.
For you and your supporters doing all that you've done, sprinkling that money around to so many different organizations and helping so many people.
Thank you.